Voyage.
In 1985, in Texas, three teenagers were brutally murdered. There were multiple suspects, but the police narrowed in on one man, Ronald Trimboli.
And if he did it, we swear to God, he would be there, passed out cold when the bodies were found because of his reaction to blood.
If there was enough evidence to show Ronald Trimboli committed these murders, why did it take three trials to convict him?
I told him my dad was being tried for murder of three teenagers, and he didn't do it.
For it to be Trimboli, that makes zero sense.
If Ronald Trimboli did commit the murders, why would Ronald voluntarily request to undergo a brand new test? A test, his attorney said, could conclusively establish your guilt and be very devastating to you. A DNA test.
Find something that's really hot. We think, oh, this is the answer to all of our dreams, right? The prosecutors do. But this makes it real easy. You know, all we got to do is run a DNA test.
And that's one thing I've never understood, is that if there's evidence out there, why jurors are not privy to all the evidence?
I mean, obviously, Ronald Trimboli committed this brutal crime.
What if I told you Ronald's DNA test was a match, but he could still be innocent? How could that be possible? Find out. From Voyage Media, producers of the true crime hit podcast Borderline, comes a new true crime story that shares all the information the jury never received and asks for the listener's verdict. In the Blood, hosted by Ben McKenzie, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts.